Dalvin Cook's a first-round talent. He's got outstanding tape. He's a three-down back, can help you out of the backfield in the pass game. He's special, folks. He'll make a difference in Minnesota.
And he shows up big, and he was really, they rode him the last three seasons, rushed for over 1,000 yards in each of those three seasons, 1,765 rushing yards this past year, 19 touchdowns.
He's going to have an immediate impact for this Vikings team. He's going to give them some juice in the backfield.
When the 2017 NFL draft got underway, the Vikings found themselves watching on Thursday night with no first-round pick. But in their first selection on Friday night, they moved up a few spots in the second round to take a running back most experts considered to be a first-round talent.
To get the quality of running back we were able to get, we started making some calls once we knew he was going to slide into the second day. And as we looked and he kept coming down the board, we felt that he was just too talented of a player not to take a swing and try to go up and get him.
With the Vikings holding the 48th overall selection, and Dalvin Cook likely gone by the time they got on the clock, Spielman moved up and took the 21-year-old with the 41st pick.
I've got an opportunity to go see him play live in the opening ball game. I think they played Ole Miss, where the Pro Bowl was played in Orlando. Got to watch later tape on him. We felt that he was definitely one of the top two running backs in this class. And not only is he an explosive playmaker with the ball in his hands as a running back, he has great balance, great vision. I think, you know, watching him catch the ball in the backfield and the explosive plays that he makes out of the backfield as a receiver is another threat. You know, there's always going to be some things these running backs have to clean up, pass pro and things like that. But overall, as a talent with the ball in his hands and as a receiver, we felt he was one of the most complete backs in this draft.
Growing up in West Little River, Florida, in the Miami area, sports were a big part of Cook's childhood. Finding success in both football and track kept him on the right path and brought him to Tallahassee, Florida. At Florida State, Cook rushed for nearly 4,500 yards in his three seasons and left as the Seminoles' all-time leading rusher. While he was disappointed not to be selected in the first round, having a chance to put on an NFL uniform and play for the Vikings was the opportunity he wanted.
At first, you know, you kind of look at certain mock drafts and you kind of get certain people's opinion that you've not heard about before. And, you know, I talked to certain people and they just told me, like, you know, just be open about it. You know, wherever you go, you know, you're going to be a great fit. So towards the process, when it started wrapping up, you know, I just was open about it. But, you know, I never thought I'd be in the purple, you know. So, but it feels great.
The second round may not have been where Dalvin Cook wanted to be drafted, but the story of his NFL career is just beginning. The Vikings were able to obtain one of the top talents in this year's draft, who has plenty of potential to be a key piece of the team's offense for years to come.
Watching Dalvin out at practice today, I mean, I was blocking for him, and you look around and that dude's just running past everybody and running down the field. And Zeke did that too. So yeah, those guys are just explosive playmakers with the ball in their hands. So it's a great weapon to have on your team.
I think I'm getting coached by one of the best running back coaches, Coach Kennedy. He going out there and pushing me so I could be ready, you know, for whatever situation. And, you know, I think that's the goal, you know, go out there and take all the coaches from everybody so you could get better as an overall player. And I think that's what I'm going out there to do, you know.
Very excited to get the quality of running back we were able to get. We felt that he was just too talented of a player not to take a swing and try to go up and get him. And feel that we have great value for where we're able to land Dalvin in the second round.